Reflections on Courtship and Marriage. Letter 1. You tell me the dispute which was carried on in our company the other day has rather made you a skeptic to both than a convert to either side of the question, and you desire my deliberate sentiments on the subject of that afternoon's argument. You have an unquestionable right to ask me. I wish my answer may prove satisfactory. Marriage, you know, was the topic of our conversation and the subject of our dispute. We were all bachelors, and each declared he had no schemes of that kind on his hands, and was, therefore, so far unbiased. You may remember many sprightly things were said against that scene of life, some very plausible ones. It was alleged, on the one hand, that the education of women, in general, must naturally give them a strong bias to dissembling and affectation, the turn of thinking which, for the most part, they early imbibe. The too much attention and artifice they are taught to bestow on their persons, the trifling and often ill-judged accomplishments by which their ambition is excited, and in which, for the most part, they so studiously endeavor to excel. By this method of management, they are polished to a superficial luster, dazzle our sight, and work up our passions. But for that end, the substantial culture of the minds is grossly neglected. True good sense and sound judgment, the inestimable perfections of a generous and open and noble mind, are but little considered in their educations. Hereby are they quite unfitted for the delicate pleasures of a rational esteem and the godlike joys of a manly friendship. Not having, therefore, the requisite fund of substantial worth to raise the thought and touch the heart, to be an agreeable companion and a steady friend, and only striking the springs of passion and appetite, when those are deadened, as they naturally will be by possession, the joys of wedlock grow dull and insipid, sicken and die away, leaving us in their room a vain and capricious and empty and insignificant companion, with perhaps a helpless infant or two to increase our care and vexation.